You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. And the bonus tag event is on right now. Receive $1,500 bonus cash towards the purchase of a new 2018 vehicle only at Lakewood Chev. Today, he signs a two-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers just 5 days prior to his wedding. Defenseman for the Oilers, Matt Benning, joins us. Matt, congratulations on the new deal. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, it's an exciting week for me, and just excited to have some security and excited to be back here in Edmonton.
Well, the serious question, this must ensure for sure you're having an open bar at your wedding on Saturday, I would think.
Yeah, all the drinks are on me.
Nice, that's smart. I'm sure your teammates will love that. I guess let's talk about last season and the disappointment for everybody involved, I think, as a group and then as individuals. What about your game? Did you feel maybe you didn't take the steps forwards that you're hoping to take forward?
I think that just it was a slow start for me, and I was a little disappointed in myself in that. And I think that this summer, just working hard to get back to where I can be and to be more consistent. And I think too, it's partly to do with the team. I think that we had a tough start, and we were kind of inconsistent here and there, but. And from my standpoint, I think that I just need to come in ready, skate a little more, have the puck skills right off the bat, so we can start better.
Confidence is such an important thing for any player, Matt. Is it just, when you say you had a slow start, do you equate that to confidence? I know Ryan Rashog was on earlier, and I know you were healthy scratch one time early in the season. Did that impact you more than you hoped it would have?
I think so. I think confidence is part of anyone's game, whether you're the best player or you're a role player. I think that having confidence is a great thing. And I think that for me, just defending early on, I didn't feel great. And part of that could have been due to not skating as much as I should. So I think that for me this summer, I've kind of learned my lesson. It's my second summer as being a pro, and looking forward to getting on the ice there and in October.
Interesting. I like your honesty on that. And you know what? It is always a learning process, right? Lots more guys have changed. Some players never used to get on the ice in the summer until maybe 2 weeks before season would start, and then away they'd go. Now, though, we're seeing more players on the ice, whether it's just with a skills coach or just skating. You worked more than, I'm guessing, kind of off the ice than you did on the ice. And the lack of on ice time, what do you think it hurt you in what regard?
Well, I think every player, you got to get bigger, stronger, and faster. And I think that last summer, that was a focus of mine. And for me, it was a learning curve. When I was at school in the States, I mean, we'd kind of skate all summer, and that was that. And I didn't really know how much time I should take off and that sort of thing. So I think that having that knowledge now, I can move forward and get on the ice. And I think that now the NHL has changed so much that you see the best players in the world working on their game and working on the ice almost 365 days of the year. So that's just part of the game now, and everyone's so good, and that margin of players is so tight that's necessity.
Matt Benning joins us fresh off a two-year contract extension with the Edmonton Oilers. Matt, I don't know if you've had a conversation yet with Trent Yanni or Todd McClellan, but are you hoping maybe to get more of an opportunity on the power play this coming season?
I think so. I think that, anyone would love more time on the power play. I think that part of it's on me, too. I think that I need to be more of a threat to shoot, and when I'm more of a threat to shoot, then I'll open up opportunities for my teammates on the flanks and that sort of thing, and I think that it kind of works both ways, so I'm excited for the start of the next season and hopefully get on the power play there.
The one thing you've shown is an ability to be a good open ice hitter, you know, just timing. Is there any way to work on that in the summer? Where does that come from, and how do you maintain being sharp in that regard?
I think most of the open ice hitting for me is not that the guy sees me, is more of the times I catch him off guard and him trying to cut to the middle. And for me, that's a lot of good gap control, good angling, and working, I think working this summer on pivoting will be a big thing. I think a lot of the way defensemen defend now is kind of skating forward at the player. So for me, when I'm kind of skating forward at the player, if he decides to cut to the middle, then I can just continue to skate right into him. And if he continues to skate down the board, then I can kind of pinch him off. So that's kind of the way my dad taught me things growing up at a young age, and I think the coaches have done that as well.
Okay, interesting. So defending by being much more assertive and aggressive, ultimately.
Yeah, I think that the NHL now is all about kind of time and space, and no matter how good of a player you are, if you don't have any space, and it's tough to do anything with it. So I think that's kind of one of the keys to defending in the new NHL.
Matt Benning joins us. When you, you work on your skill development, Matt, you've always been very good at just getting the puck through from the point. It doesn't have to be the hardest shot. You just got to get it on net. Do you work on that? Will you work on your shot? Is that something you feel like maybe you could use more at the National Hockey League level?
Yeah, I think a lot of the times is you don't have time to take that big slapper to get it through. And I think as you develop over your career, you kind of get more insight on where to shoot, when to hold on to it, and that sort of thing. So I think I got an okay grasp of that. And a lot of times in the summer, I've been working on using a bunch of tires and blockers and kind of changing the angle of the puck, throwing in fakes and that sort of thing. So it all kind of adds up. It's a lot of skill-based stuff.
Okay. How is Brian's speech coming for the wedding, your father? Is it going to be good?
I honestly think that my mom might be writing a speech for my dad. So next time you ask him how his speech is going, I don't know how it's going. I'm sure it'll be good. And a few hockey stories in there.
Now, did you have this summer? Because I know you, I think you got engaged last year, and yeah. A big wedding for you this coming weekend.
Yeah, Saturday is a big day, so everything's fine and good to go.
Now, let's be honest. How much input did you have in the wedding planner?
Hopefully my fiancée's not listening. No, just kidding. Not a lot, to be honest. She did, a lot of the planning is done 8 months in advance to a year in advance. So she kind of let me deal with the hockey side of things, and she took care of that, which I appreciate a lot.
Which one of your teammates would buy you the best wedding gag gift?
Gag gift. I feel like Cam Talbot would come up with a really good gift. He's been around for a while. He knows things, and we actually work out together here in Edmonton. So I think he'd bring a good gag gift, or can't go wrong with like Drake or Jujar.
Is there any teammate that you're hoping doesn't get up and have a speech?
One of my teammates. I don't know. Maybe Jason.
He's one of those guys who might have too many stories, is what you're saying? I get it.
Well, me and Drake spent so much time together that he has a lot of stories. So that's just part of it.
And lastly, Matt, have you had a chance to speak with Trent Yonne yet? And what do you think a new defensive coach is going to mean for you and your development?
No, I haven't had a chance to speak with him. I think that he will be coming soon to Edmonton, and I'll kind of sit down with him then and talk with him. But I think it's just a new start. I think that he's been in the league long enough where he knows kind of what he's doing, and brings some new ideas to this decor.
Well, Matt, congratulations on the contract, the upcoming nuptials. Enjoy your off season.
All right. Thanks, guys.